Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. And I'm very excited about this half hour, folks, because this is something we've been doing every year for a while now. And it's celebrating, commemorating Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And today is our day, and we're celebrating the survival of four beautiful ladies, all four great friends of mine, and yours too, wonderful members of our Brain Trust, Lois Geller, Joan Pride, Paula Lovell, and Judith Glazer. I know you know those names because they've been on the show so many times. I want to get them in here. They're going to tell us their story. Lois Geller, welcome back.
Thank you so much.
One of the great marketing experts of our time. Lois, thanks for hanging out with us. Joan Pride is a happy employee of the federal government. Joan, thanks for being here.
Hey, Jim. Great to be back. Thanks.
Good to have you back. Paula Lovell, one of the great minds on technology and especially the brain, how the brain works. I'm sorry. That's Judith Glazer. I mean, Judith, that's your that's your introduction, Judith. Thank you for being here, Judith.
Gee, I want to know more about Judith.
And Paula.
I was thinking that...
Give me a break, ladies. I'm doing the best I can here. And Paula Lovell, one of the great marketing experts, too, of our time. Paula Lovell, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Glad to be here.
Good to have you back. And Judith, thank you for joining us. I've got so much going on here. I'm going to try to keep it all together. Ladies, I just want you to know I'm so proud to be able to say that you're all four breast cancer survivors.
Yeah, and you are so great to do this. How many years have you been doing this?
I don't know, and I'm kind of glad I don't know because we're going to keep doing it just as long as we can.
Yeah,
but I just know that you know, we just think so much of you guys, and this is such an important thing that we talk about to raise awareness for breast cancer. Joan, you and I go back the longest of all four of these ladies. And
I was a child when I started.
Only six, exactly.
Yeah.
Joan's the longest, and I guess Paula would be next, and then Lois,
yeah.
Joan's 11 years. Mm-hmm. Coming up pretty soon, right? When was it?
If you date it from the diagnosis, I just passed 11.
Yeah. Okay. That's what I was thinking. And then Judith, you're just over 10, right?
Exactly. I celebrated with 2011, I celebrated my 10th year.
Yeah.
Wow.
And we'll talk about that in just a little bit. And then I think, okay. Paula, you're next, right?
I'm next. I'm coming up on 10.
Yeah. And then
wow.
Lois is about 6 years, Lois?
Yes, I think it's just past my 5 years.
Yeah. Yeah, so God bless all of you. And by the way, ladies, I just want you to know that I'm resplendent in pink today.
Oh, good for you.
We're so sorry we can't see you.
I know. I'm sorry you can't see me too. Well, I've got a pretty pink golf shirt on, and I've got a lovely light blue sweater vest over it.
So looking quite dandy.
I like to feel pretty sometimes, and I even wear this. You know, sometimes I wear this
word.
Other times. Hey, ladies, thanks again for joining us. One of the things that I remember, two things I remember the most about the four of you is Joan, you got your diagnosis on the phone a minute before you and I were about to go on the air back 11 years ago.
That's absolutely correct.
I was the
and
first
it was after
you
I had been told everything was okay, so it was a big surprise.
Yeah, I'll never forget that phone call.
I remember calling you and saying, I'm sorry, I can't do the show.
Yeah, yeah. And well, you know what? That's not exactly what happened. You actually called, and you told me. I was the first person you told.
Yeah.
And you didn't tell me that you weren't going to. You were a trooper. You were a professional.
Oh, you probably convinced me not.
I just told you weren't going to. And you were. But anyway, I remember, Judith, your story about getting your diagnosis in the doctor's office as we were being attacked. You were in Lower Manhattan as we were being attacked on 911.
Oh, no.
On 911, and what was so fascinating for me or so difficult or challenging is that because the phone lines went down, the pathology report was trying to come through on the fax, and the doctor could only see it one page at a time. So over an hour, I got a diagnosis that changed in the beginning from you have a small lump, so it probably won't even require anything but minimal radiation, to by the time they were done, you need the most advanced chemo because we've also discovered that you have cancer in your bones.
So but bottom line, ladies, all these ladies got screened. All these ladies got checked. Consequently, over 5, over 10, more than 10, over 11 years later, they're still here surviving and doing well, and all are very major contributors to the world. I'm so proud of these four ladies for many reasons, but today I'm proud of them for getting checked, for getting screened, and for still being here and for still being our friends. 20 till, we're going to be right back with these four ladies, these four beautiful cancer survivors after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.